My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the dazzling and delightful star of The Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington and learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. Elena, how are you?
I'm good. I think I'm better than Donald Trump. I think he must be holding a debate and nobody's coming.
Yeah, what happens if only one or two candidates show up? Then it really is like a Lincoln-Douglas-Trump debate.
I wonder if he could debate himself if it comes to that.
Well, you know, that's the allegation against a couple of the front runners, quite frankly. So we'll see if that works for
right.
Trump, too.
Well, he may announce his candidacy. Who knows? That'd be good for comedy.
Well, he claims now, I don't know if you saw this on Friday, that the reason so many people have decided not to come is because they're afraid that he'll run as a third-party candidate, so they won't do the debate unless he promises for sure that he wouldn't run as a third-party candidate. So I'm sure that's really the reason why, you know, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry and all these people aren't going to
Well, it would be kind of odd, though. It'd be like, imagine if Barack Obama was hosting the debate. You know, like, you know, it doesn't quite seem right if he's going to run.
Very bizarre.
Well, and it's been a rough week for Barack Obama, too. I guess he's not getting all these payroll tax things through and jobs bills through and all that. So.
That's true. He's willing to actually cut his 17-day Hawaiian vacation to make sure that the payroll
Ooh.
Tax cut goes through.
I'll take it.
The Hawaiian vacation or the tax cut?
Well, either one. But.
But the tax cut. I think most people want that tax cut, certainly. But, of course, there's different ideas from both parties. Both parties say it should be extended, but the Democrats want to tax the rich. The Republicans want to cut spending. And now they're talking about this Keystone pipeline.
Putting a pipeline in, that will make them veto. I don't even think most people have even focused on what this is. But we do have a holiday tune about the whole Barack Obama trying to look like an environmentalist.
Exactly.
So we might play that today.
Yeah, this could be the Obama agenda for energy in the second term, if he is listening right now.
Okay.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Cupid. We're do-nothing liberals whose friends call them stupid. They try to outdo the most powerful reindeer they knew. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a shiny nose, of course. You also know Obama wants a cheap new power source. All of the other reindeer thought he was a bright-nosed jerk. They kidnapped poor old Rudolph, sold him off for research work. Then one dark and stormy night, scientists revealed
Rudolph is secure and hid, strapped right to the power grid.
Soon there was no containing President Obama's glee.
Thanks to that little reindeer, I'll go down in history.
In a national address, Obama came to say,
I got DOE to rule that this deer's a new green fuel.
But if Obama loses, Rick Perry thinks it's only fair that he could soon use Rudolph to power his electric chair.
Oh, Elena, yeah, that could be a alternative energy source, I guess. But the key is what type of power source that is, because, you know, the old song goes that the nose was like a light bulb, and we all know that incandescent light bulbs are getting phased out, so that could be
goodness.
A very,
really?
Very valuable source.
And I was thinking maybe there's a reindeer named Solyndra, too. I wasn't sure. So. Hey, do you have a Facebook page?
I do, yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How many friends you got?
A few hundred.
You think Santa Claus is watching it? See if you're naughty or nice?
He could be. If he is, he's using an alias. I'm pretty sure I would have noticed if Santa Claus friended me.
Because I know a lot of people put stuff up there, and I just wondered if it was maybe not smart now that, you know, Santa Claus is watching it.
Santa Claus going high tech, huh?
Yeah, right. Well, that's and that's the source of our next song.
Here we go.
You better post nice. You better not lie. You better think twice before you reply. Santa Claus is tracking you down. He's keeping a list. It's checked by an elf. He knows every time you Google yourself. Santa's database is renowned. He friends you now on Facebook. He follows every tweet. He knows if you've been bad on Skype and which porn sites you delete. You naughty girls found Kris Kringle's been known to hack the nude pictures on your iPhone. Santa Claus is kind of a hound. If you're bad, he will track you down.
Wow, who knew that Santa had all those resources up there at the North Pole?
Yeah, he's got to just Google you at this point, and then he knows what to give you. So
wow, well, if he's got that much access to the lives of most Americans, I'm guessing his list is quite a bit shorter than it used to be.
All right. Well, that's from our new iTunes album, Wiener Wonderland.
Aha, uh-huh. And so just get on iTunes, and you can download that. Regular CD as you've done in the past.
When you type in Wiener Wonderland, they say, do you mean Winter Wonderland? You know, they try to guess it. There's really no way to get rid of that question, so you have to insist that you mean Wiener Wonderland.
Did you have a long sit-down with the folks at iTunes about this?
No, you don't sit down with them. Nobody knows who they are. It's like they're behind this mass curtain.
Ah, so they're like the Wizard of Oz, only right. In cyberspace. Very interesting. Elena, thanks for being with us, and thanks for sharing your holiday merriment with us.
Okay, thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. And don't forget this mini Christmas album you can get on iTunes as well, called Wiener Wonderland. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.